morning, Stephen. It's Marty. How you doing?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Oh, sure, I'm as good as the day's long. What about you?
Living the dream, loving the life, Marty.
Oh, that's right. That used to be our slogan on 2FM back in the day when I was a small broadcaster, a very young man in short trousers. Listen, first thing I'm going to do, I have to play a small little piece of Angela Lansbury singing Beauty and the Beast.
Aww.
You know why. Here it is.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tailor's old as tune, as old as song, bitter, sweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
There she is, the wonderful Angela Lansbury and Beauty and the Beast. And I'm talking with the manager, the general manager, the totally on top of the house, the top man ever, Stephen Falloon, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, in charge of everything that moves. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. Lovely to hear Angela Lansbury, because she played in the theatre. She actually was in the theatre 5 years ago.
Yes.
In February. It's lovely to hear her again.
And it's amazing because I pass your wonderful theatre every morning coming in here to RTE, and I know that Beauty and the Beast still has the 8th of July written on a poster outside.
Yes.
Are you still optimistic? Are you still hopeful? Or are you leaving them up because you should? What's in your heart, do you think?
Look, as soon as, you know, the one great thing I can say, as soon as we're allowed to open our doors by El Governmente,
yes.
What we have is an absolute brilliant amount of fantastic shows that we can open with. And if we can't do Beauty and the Beast in July, I can absolutely tell you we'll be doing Beauty and the Beast again when we open.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. I pass by, it's the most beautiful theatre. And I think about Mormon, which is outside. I think about Six, which is outside. Mm-hmm. School of Rock, Traviata. These posters, which I found myself stopped at the lights reading them every day. It's ludicrous. I can only tell you how they run. But it's an amazing feeling that the doors are shut on this wonderful theatre and the things we've seen in there. You must be, I take it, at many levels over the past 12 months, you mustn't have a nail left. You must be walking. I mean, I believe you have a lovely garden. Is that true?
No, you know what? You get used to it. It's really weird. We've been very busy over the last year, and it's kind of weird now a year in to look back and go, God, I can't believe we were busy. But I suppose initially, of course, like the whole country, we didn't believe this was going to last as long as it actually has. And so therefore, we've been constantly working with producers and also upskilling our own selves and making our own selves better so that when we do open, we will be the best version of ourselves.
Yes.
But also working with producers and just getting ready for that moment when we get that beautiful nod from the government to say that we can open again.
Because the interesting thing is for your world, Stephen, is that you still have to make a plan. In other words, you still have to sit down with the other members of your team to talk to management in touring companies or whatever, mm-hmm. to make sure that when the green light is given, that you're in a state of readiness and ready to go, because we know you're itching to do it, we know that. But you obviously have to be absolutely ready to go the minute you're told.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? We will be. And, you know, I would be very confident that we will get to open this year and that we will get to put on the best. Like, we really do have the most incredible slate of shows that will come when we can open, like everything from Book of Mormon, as you said, Six, Beauty and the Beast, and a load of other surprise shows that I can't talk about until we get that beautiful nod.
Of course, of course. Now, the interesting thing is, in fact, you know, the last piece of theatre that I was at was Jamie Cullum in your lovely building.
Indeed, that was just the week before.
I think and Megan O'Neill,
In March.
That's
March.
Right.
Yeah, it was the week, I think a few days before we closed.
Literally, actually. Yeah. And we were sitting off saying, this is lovely, but what are we at next week, we thought. We're going nowhere next week. That's what it's turned out. But now look, what has happened is, you're doing this wonderful live stream on the 13th of March. And it's a Saturday night, so it's a night we're all in anyway. So it's a great thought.
Indeed, because what we're doing here is we're trying to recreate the magic of live theatre in our own living rooms while we remain closed. And we're working with our brilliant partners, as you know them very well, Irish National Opera, and we're going to stage a really massive concert production of La Boheme that you'll be able to enjoy absolutely live on Saturday the 13th of March. So you've got that brilliant frisson of live theatre in your living rooms. And what we're telling people when you get your ticket for it on the Saturday night, because the tickets are only €20 for you and your family to watch. And the presentation is only 2 hours long. There's no interval, so it's straight through. So you have plenty of time to watch other telly on the night. But what we're saying is, turn off your mobile phones, turn off the lights, have your little pre-show drink and bit of popcorn, and then sit back, relax, and enjoy the magic of live theatre.
Well, I see. I think that the what's very clever about this is, and you've set the scene perfectly. But then you're like myself. You're steeped in the theatre. You see this, but it is one of those things where you turn it into almost a night out. That's what
absolutely,
you do.
Absolutely.
Turn it into a special occasion. And the fact is that it is live in front of you. And I think that's the great joy of this. And also, you've picked Boheme, La Boheme, which is my favourite opera. Mm. It is the opera that, you know, when people come to Puccini, it's one of the three or four that people will come to and go, do you know what? That is absolutely stunning. And it's hit after hit after hit as well. And that's the great thing about Boheme. It is such an accessible opera. So you've picked
exactly.
A real winner, Stephen.
Exactly. It's the perfect opera for those that, you know, have not been to an opera before.
Yeah.
And those that might be a bit going, God, Jacobs, I don't know if I can do an opera. But this is the perfect. It's, as you say, it's incredibly accessible.
Oh,
and it's one of the great love stories of all time between Mimi and Rodolfo. And it's perfect. And, of course, brought to life by the inimitable Celine Byrne and a brilliant Lithuanian singer, Marinas Vitulskis. So it's going to be, and also, with a 62-piece orchestra.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. How the heck are you going to get them all in? Anyway, let's take a little piece from Boheme, because we don't have Marinas Vitulskis to sing for us, but we do have Rolando Villas on. Actually, he'll do Rolando Villas on. He'll do. Que Gelida Menina. Here it is. This is from Boheme.
Thank you. Aspetti, signorina, le dirò con due parole. Chi son? Che faccio? Come vivo? Chi son? Un poeta. Che cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo? Vivo. In povertà mia lieta sarò da gran signore.
There it is, Rolando Villazon and Kate Juliana Menino, which we love here from Boheme. I'm chatting with Stephen Falloon, who is the general manager down at the beautiful Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. And I haven't had occasion to sit in that square. Does anybody, do you go in there? Have you been? Are you walking around the place? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we've been keeping the building keeping it very spruce and clean. And
yes, and alive.
Alive and ready for when the doors open. So, yes, and indeed, the square is very, very quiet now because, of course, you know, the Grand Canal Square where the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre is located is a great business area with Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, as well as many law firms down there.
And they're all at home.
They're all working from home again. So it is very, very quiet. But, you know, fingers crossed that we get through the last of this lockdown, and once we start opening up again, we'll never lock down again.
Well, that's exactly it. And you're ringing the same bell I ring. It's about hope. It's about optimism. It's about saying we're not going to have to do this again. This time it's done, and away we go. And we all get the injection, and then we'll be grand, please God.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. Now, listen, explain. You have a 62-piece Irish National Opera Orchestra. You also have a choir.
Mm-hmm. We have an adult course plus a children's course.
How the heck are you doing this?
You know what, we like the team, and me and the team have been working very hard over the last few weeks and working very hard with INO,
yes,
to make sure that this is going to be done in the most responsible and safest way possible. That everybody, and one of the greatest benefits that we have is that we have this incredibly, as you know yourself, Marty, incredibly massive building.
Yes.
So, for example, we can sit all of the orchestra on the stage with the 8 leads,
yes,
and they're completely social distance. We have taken our measured tape out and we have measured it to within an inch of our lives.
Right.
And our adult course will go into the stalls in the auditorium. Our children's course will go into the circle. They'll all be coming in and out different doors, and everything is in a one-way system so that nobody will have to interact with each other, and even to the point where, like, we have so many toilets in the building that we can literally guarantee a toilet per person. So you can't get better than that, Marty.
My God, that's a lot of toilets.
It is. But
that is phenomenal. What you know, it just, in terms of the logistics, you'll have to literally police that, but it's brilliant as to how that's going to work. But the fact that we're going to see, and I think this is the exciting thing, and we know from talking to our head of choir here, Leslie, and all the rest of it, the fact remains we haven't had a live choir, for an age.
Yes.
And now here you are, you're able to bring a choir in, you're able to bring an enormous Irish National Opera Orchestra in, and the players on the stage and all the rest of it. To have that live, as a fellow sitting in your living room, is just fantastic. And you don't have to get a bus in and out, you don't have to leave the house, you don't even... But I do think people should dress up, though. I think people should dress up,
yes, and make the occasion, and to say, have your little aperitif, have your little drink before you sit down and watch it and really get in the mood for it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Now, if people want to do this, it's 20 quid, right? And, of course, if you're a family, there's presumably 3 or 4 of you, perhaps, so for 20 quid, that's a pretty good deal. Dice FM, how does this work?
So basically, Dice FM are what we call our ticketing partner, and
okay,
also our streaming platform. So
sure,
we'll have a lot of cameras in there filming on the evening, filming it from every angle,
yeah,
and also filming the theatre, because what we want to do is, you know, as you sit down and enjoy it, before, you know, we've got to show lovely photographs of the building and lovely photographs of the opera, and we'll even have that front of house announcement saying, you know, please take your seats, this evening's performance will commence in 5 minutes' time.
That's
so
right.
It's completely replicating the theatrical experience. So literally all those cameras will be capturing it,
yeah,
and then literally beaming it into your home, and like, it's going to be very simple to use because you can watch it on your television, to your Chromecast or your Apple TV or your smart TV, or you can put your laptop on, but it's going to be so easy to do.
That's
that
amazing.
It's even me, who's completely rubbish at technology,
I know,
can do it.
No, you'll be fine. The only thing missing really on the night, Stephen, it seems to me, is the traditional hugs that we all give each other when we meet up.
So if you're watching it with your family, take that moment to hug them. And also, at the end of it, yeah, feel free to give a standing ovation
in
your living room with a big round of applause.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's a harrowing owl tale, but it's beautifully told. I think that's the best way to put it, of these bohemians in Paris. Listen, it's been a joy talking to you. I enjoy your company always, but I'm so excited. I can hear the excitement in your voice.
I honestly can't wait.
Yeah, I really feel that you feel this is the beginning now.
Totally, utterly.
You know, and if I know anything about you, you probably have another one up your sleeve for next month or something.
Say nothing.
Tell them nothing. Listen, you're a joy. And thank you so much for joining us, Stephen.
Thanks, Marty.
We will be talking to Celine. We'll be having a chat with Celine. She's a friend of ours, as you know. And we'll be glued to the television on Saturday, the 13th of March. We better explain. It's 7:30 start, isn't that right?
7:30. It is indeed. It's a 7:30 start.
7:30 start. The great Celine Byrne and Maroon Wutulskis as Rodolfo and Celine as Mimi. God bless you, Stephen. Keep the faith. We'll talk soon, please, God.
Thanks a million, Marty.
Take care,
bye-bye,
my friend.
Bye-bye.
There he is. That's Stephen Falloon there from Bald Gash Energy Theatre. He is the manager, and this is Celine Byrne. By the way, just a reminder, it's Dice FM, and it's €20 to get your tickets for the Bald Gash on the 13th of March. Se mi chiamano Mimi. This is Celine Byrne.